Well, folks, obviously a lot of attention on the budget, the state operating budget, and I've covered this extensively many times with Budget Chairman Cody Smith. Really, the budget, if you will, is going to kind of the attention of it, at least, will focus over more of the Senate this week. Pro Tem Schott says that the budget will likely hit the Senate floor on Wednesday. But in the House Budget Committee meets on Monday, and they will have a hearing on a bill from the Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith. And essentially, folks, it establishes a committee on local recovery, accountability, and transparency. And they want to make sure that there's no fraud, waste, and abuse of stimulus money. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me just for a few moments here to kind of talk about this bill and what it would do is Budget Chairman Cody Smith. Appreciate him taking time, especially on a busy Friday, to talk to us. Mr. Chairman, pretty straightforward bill. Tell us what it would do and what are you looking for?
Yes, Brian, thank you for having me again. As you mentioned, with the passage of the American Rescue Plan, we are in a situation where political subdivisions outside of the state level in Missouri, this is counties and cities, namely, they're about to receive hundreds of millions, if not billions, of direct federal aid from Congress through the American Rescue Plan. And House Bill 1356 would create the Committee on Local Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency. And that would be at the state level. These members of this committee would include one member of the Missouri House, one member of the Missouri Senate, the state auditor, the state treasurer, and the state budget director. And that committee would be charged with providing oversight of the expenditure of these funds. There would be requirements to report to this committee. And ultimately, what we're trying to do here is avoid any waste, fraud, and abuse that takes place at times where we're seeing a tremendous amount of stimulus spending will be going around the state. And we are just trying to add a layer of accountability and oversight at the state level to some of these funds that will be going directly to counties and cities.
Mr. Chairman, one final question. This, again, very straightforward bill here. Under your bill, local governments, cities, municipalities, counties, et cetera, they would have to report receipts of the funds and their expenditures within 30 days. There would be a format determined by the committee, but basically they'd have a month, but they'd have to report it within a month. What can you tell us about that provision?
Yeah, that is just we give them what we think is adequate time to report those expenditures to the committee so they could be reviewed, and again, that oversight function of the committee would kick in. And so that's, again, like you mentioned, pretty straightforward. This would just be another layer of oversight around that spending where there would be none now at the state level. A lot of times we appropriate these federal funds out to for various needs across the state. These dollars, instead of it being appropriated through the Missouri General Assembly, will go straight to municipalities and counties. And so what we're trying to do is add that layer of accountability and transparency, oversight, back into the state level for this particular spending.
Mr. Chairman, you'll be testifying, obviously, at the Capitol on Monday. Is there anything you would like to add about your bill? I think you've summed it up very well. Or anything else? Feel free, sir.
I think that's it, Brian. We're as you mentioned, the House budget is over to the Senate. They are in the process of going through their budget process. We'll go to conference after that's all over. And I anticipate that we'll be done well ahead of the budget deadline and look forward to completing another budget for this upcoming fiscal year.